Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats had their final practice of the week on Friday morning, gearing up for Sunday's home game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the 2-0 Pats against the 0-2 Bucs. After practice inside the locker room, we caught up with rookie tight end Zach Sudfeld and second-year defensive lineman Chandler Jones for a few thoughts on this game and on that rookie adjustment to the NFL. Hear what they had to say right here in Locker Room Uncut.
You know, it's the same team, and they're going to do a lot of the same things. But obviously, you know, they're going to be we'll be sharper, and they'll be, you know, I'm sure they'll be sharper because, you know, that was the preseason, and now it's the regular season. And so everything matters a lot more. So, you know, it all just comes down to preparation, and I'm sure they're doing what they need to do to prepare, and so are we.
Doug Martin's a great back. You know, he had a solid and a good rookie year, and he's been doing well, you know, his second season, and we just got to contain players like him.
Rob was, Nick Fitch was saying that there are a lot of similarities between CJ and Martin. What are some of the things in his game you see that are similar?
Yeah, when you have a running back like CJ Spiller, Doug Martin, and LeSean McCoy, backs like that, that really, they can take the ball the distance in any play. You just have to be aware. You know, those guys are very dangerous, and that's a definitely a key aspect in the offense, and you just have to contain them.
Yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, I mean, I'm just taking it a day at a time and just trying to do what I can to improve in every aspect.
Was that difficult for you to have to sit?
Definitely. It was very difficult, but, you know, like there's nothing you can really do about it. And like I said, just kind of take it day by day and really focus on improvement.
Do you feel healthy? Do you feel healed up and everything?
Yeah, you know. But again, you know, just it's kind of a day-to-day thing.
My biggest focus is trying to stay level-headed, you know, to flush the Jets and, you know, move on to week three. And that's my biggest thing is, you know, forgetting what we did last week and just moving forward and trying to get another win in the win column.
I'm 3,000 miles away from anyone that I know, you know, so it's been different. But you know, we spend so much time here and the team has kind of become the family. And so, it's about being a professional in every aspect, and it's definitely a new experience for a lot of us. But I think that's something that we just really have to focus on improving every day in every aspect, whether it's, you know, treatment or studying or preparation, practice, any of that.
Scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you as a rookie now?
I don't know about that. You know, I try not to get too comfortable because, you know, you want to continue to work and improve and feel that sense of urgency.
Just embracing the fans, you know, and that was my biggest thing. Is, you know, the veterans saw me, you know, they're around here. Everyone's diehard fans, you know, just being a supporter of the Bruins and the Red Sox and the Celtics, and that's my biggest thing. Just embracing the New England area.
Thoughts on your brother's fight?
I'm excited for his fight Saturday. Hopefully, he doesn't have me staying up too late because I have a game the next morning. But go John Bones Jones.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.